Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day to celebrate the amazing miracle called America. And it used to be a day where that kind of celebration would go on across the country. Yeah, it's Columbus Day. It's October 12th. And the Columbus Day holiday has a fascinating history, and it goes of an immigrant group that faced some real obstacles. And one of the points that Bobby Jindal, the former governor of Louisiana, former congressman, a leading Republican commentator and conservative commentator in this country, one of the points that Bobby Jindal made in a recent Wall Street Journal piece was that Kamala Harris, who's a big immigrant success story, she's nominated for Vice President of the United States. She her mother was an immigrant from India, her father an immigrant from Jamaica. They met here in the United States, if you consider Berkeley, California, part of the United States. And yet she doesn't talk about that inspiring story. Bobby Jindal joins us, and it's always a pleasure to speak to you, Governor Jindal. Why do you think that Kamala Harris doesn't make more of her own inspiring immigrant background?
Well, Michael, thank you, first of all, for having me back on your show. I couldn't help but laugh when you mentioned Berkeley, you know, if you do consider that part of America. That was a great line. I wish I had thought of it. Look, she has a great biography. I obviously disagree with her political views. By any account, though, her parents come here. They get their PhDs at Berkeley. Her father's a retired Stanford economics professor. Senator Harris herself, she's a DA, she's an attorney general, a U.S. senator, she ran for president, she's now the vice presidential nominee on a major party's ticket. What a great opportunity for her to stand up in front of the camera. She's got this great platform to say, God bless America. Only in America could my story be possible. Only in America could a daughter of immigrants, a biracial woman, ascend to the highest peaks of political power. What a great example of the melting pot that is America, that is unique to America. Instead, she chooses to play the victim. And I think that's sad. I think that it shows you where the left has gone. It shows you what the Democratic Party has become. Instead of celebrating America, instead of celebrating the tremendous opportunities we give to minorities and to people of all backgrounds, instead of her saying proudly, this is a gracious and generous nation. This is a nation that welcomed my parents, welcomed my sister, that welcomed me. Instead, you know, she emphasizes her victimhood. She talked in a famously in the debate against Joe Biden about desegregation. She talked about how the neighbor's kids didn't like to play with her. I'm not pretending that America is perfect, but as you said in your introduction, we are blessed to live in this great nation. The reason I think she doesn't talk like that, the reason she doesn't talk about her experiences as proof that America is this great nation, is that the left is obsessed with systemic racism. They're obsessed with finding new victims. They're obsessed with saying America and our founders were wrong. And instead of saying these were imperfect human beings with incredible ideals, all they emphasize is their imperfection. So I think it's a shame. I think it's a missed opportunity. Instead, she wants to play the victim. And to me, America has never been about victimhood. She could think about, you know, Michael, think how powerful it would be if she said America gives more protection to minorities than any other nation in the world. We've made so much progress at any point in history. You've never found a country so accepting, so pluralistic, so diverse. Instead, she talks about systemic racism, you know, critical race theory, and all this other nonsense.
And again, you grew up mostly in Louisiana. Your parents were both immigrants from India, as Senator Harris's mother was. Did you have a race-based rise? I think you were one of the youngest university presidents in American history early on.
Yeah.
Down Louisiana, lots of obstacles thrown in your path because of race?
Not at all. Michael, look, the people in Louisiana, the people in America have been generous to me, to my parents, to my kids. And the reality is that the lesson I learned from my parents, and I wish Senator Harris would talk about this, I learned about immigrants wanting to come here, wanting to work hard, wanting to assimilate, wanting to be Americans. Every day, my parents were grateful that we were here. They never wanted to trade places with anybody else in the world. They didn't complain about America. They didn't think they were owed anything other than the opportunity to work, other than the opportunity to get a great education for their children. I learned different lessons. I learned about this being an incredible country where there were opportunities you couldn't find anywhere else. That was the American dream. My parents, like Senator Harris's parents, they weren't forced to come here. They chose voluntarily to come here, and they reason they did it. Nobody promised them a check. Nobody promised them they were guaranteed a job or an income. Rather, they were simply, they just knew in their bones without visiting here, without being able to Google here. There was no internet back then, way back then. But what they knew was that this was a special place with freedom. This was a special place that if you worked hard, you didn't have to have a famous last name. You didn't have to have connections. If you were willing to apply yourself, there was no limit. There was nobody in government who could tell you you weren't allowed to do that. And that's what my parents taught me. That was my experience, my wife's experience in Louisiana, in this country. It's my children's experience. And again, I'm sad about Senator Harris is, you know, it's politically expedient. I get it. I understand that right now it's fashionable on the left to talk about victimhood and racism and talk about how, you know, defunding the police, you know, she was a prosecutor, now she wants to defund the police. I get why it's politically expedient. I just wish she had the backbone to stand up and say, that wasn't my experience. This is a great country, and that's what this election should be about, preserving that American dream for our children, that same American dream, by the way, that brought her parents here in the first place. If this was such an awful place, why did her parents come here? You know, the left talks about that. They say they love America, and the way they prove it is they constantly criticize America. Can you imagine telling your spouse that? Can you imagine a spouse saying, the way you know I love you is I'm always criticizing you? That's nonsense. I wish they would spend just some of their time talking about why they love America, what makes America unique and great and special. Yes, we have work to do. We'll never be perfect. We're a society made of human beings. We should always be striving to create that better union. But I think she would be a little more credible. The left would be a little more credible if they spent just a little more time telling us why they were grateful, what they were grateful for about America, instead of constantly criticizing America.
Hey, it's Greg Tomlin, one of the producers here at the Michael Medved Show, here to tell you about how much I love MyPillow and how it's really changed my sleep. I switched to MyPillow about 5 years ago when I was seeing the TV commercials and hearing the radio ads everywhere, and honestly, I'm so glad I did. I can't imagine sleep without it. More recently, I got their new mattress topper, and gotta say, check it out, it's truly amazing. I'm not sure if I love MyPillow or the MyPillow mattress topper more. Get a MyPillow mattress topper and get some of the best sleep of your life. It comes with a 10-year warranty and a cover that's washable and dryable. Perhaps best of all, it's made in the good old U.S. of A. And backed with Mike Lindell's 60-day money-back guarantee.
We are back. I don't know what our problem was in this great country. We still have Governor Jindal on the line.
Yes, Michael, I'm here.
I'm so sorry for the technical problems. I wanted to ask you a question quickly about Columbus Day, because you know this, of course. You were governor of Louisiana. It's because of an incident in New Orleans that we have Columbus Day as a national holiday, where there were 19 Italian-Americans who were lynched in New Orleans. It's the largest mass lynching of 19 people one time ever. And there was terrible prejudice against Italian Americans. Do you know is Columbus Day still a legal holiday in Louisiana?
You know, look, it's always been more of a federal holiday. It was never a state holiday. It has nothing to do with any of the recent political controversy. It was just a limit on the number of state holidays. But, look, this is the left, again, trying to revise America's history. Going back, it's not just Columbus. It's the founding fathers. They're trying to judge everybody by modern-day standards, and I think that's a mistake. They're trying to take down statues and erase our history. I don't think that's any way to make progress in this country.
Amen to that, and sorry for the interruption and the difficulties with Bobby Jindal. His piece about Kamala Harris will link at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back with more on the Columbus Day controversy on Columbus Day, coming up on the Medved Show. Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Never. It's never appropriate for a judge to impose that judge's personal convictions, whether they derive from faith or anywhere else, on the law.
The country and culture are in turmoil. Our Judeo-Christian founding is being attacked. We're told that America didn't begin in 1776 with a stirring vision of the founders, but in 1619 with slave owners. One organization that resists this dubious narrative and proudly holds true to this nation's first principles is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces on subjects like religious freedom, socialism, free markets, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization. See Dr. David Ayers.
Michael Medved Show, we are talking about the opening of the confirmation hearings with Amy Coney Barrett. She spoke extraordinarily well in her opening statement. And honestly, it really is an opportunity, it seems to me, when someone like this is elevated to a position that she is going to be confirmed to hold within a matter of days. It's a time to feel good about America, and I also want to feel good about Columbus Day with a little bit more background on Columbus Day and why it is that people are making war on it. But at the very end of her opening statement, Judge Barrett discussed some of her distinguished predecessors on the court who are no longer with us. The first appointee as a female on the Supreme Court, Sandra Day O'Connor, appointed by President Reagan. And then, of course, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, her immediate predecessor, appointed by President Clinton. Here is Judge Barrett this morning.
I was 9 years old when Sandra Day O'Connor became the first woman to sit in this seat. She was a model of grace and dignity throughout her distinguished tenure on the court. When I was 21 years old and just beginning my career, Ruth Bader Ginsburg sat in this seat. She told the committee, "What has become of me could only happen in America." I have been nominated to fill Justice Ginsburg's seat, but no one will ever take her place. I will be forever grateful for the path she marked and the life she led. If confirmed, it would be the honor of a lifetime to serve alongside the Chief Justice and 7 Associate Justices. I admire them all and would consider each a valued colleague. And I might bring a few new perspectives to the bench. As the President noted when he announced my nomination, I would be the first mother of school-aged children to serve on the court. And I know that it would make Senators Young and Braun happy to know that I would be the first justice to join the court from the Seventh Circuit in 45 years. I would be the only sitting justice who didn't attend school at Harvard or Yale, but I am confident that Notre Dame could hold its own, and maybe I could even teach them a thing or two about football.
Certainly about football. You couldn't teach necessarily anything to Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks, but that's another story. 5-0. Okay. In her confirmation, she gave precisely the sort of only in America declaration that I think Bobby Jindal rightly said would have worked beautifully for Kamala Harris if she had delivered that kind of opinion. Rather than seeming to align with that group of people who believe that there is something systemic that is terribly wrong in the United States of America. This doesn't mean that we don't have problems that need to be corrected. Of course we do. And some of those problems will come before the court. But one of the problems we really do not have is this problem of Columbus. The why the war on Columbus Day? And the answer is because people believe that it was a terrible thing that Europeans came to the Western Hemisphere, came to the New World. And that somehow America was a paradise, heaven on earth. Forget about the brutal warfare among the Indian tribes that were here, that everything was environmentally perfect and societally and culturally perfect. And then the evil Europeans came and ruined everything. It's in response to that perspective and the desire to tear down Columbus statues and to abolish Columbus Day or to redesignate it Indigenous Peoples Day that a guy named David Marcus wrote a column, and I think it's a darn good column and worth posting and worth reading. It's called Happy Columbus Day, Say It Loud, Say It Proud. He writes, Happy Columbus Day, there I said it, and I mean it. I don't wish you a solemn Columbus Day, nor a mournful one, nor still a guilty one. No, I wish you a happy Columbus Day. It's a day to celebrate the contributions of Italian Americans to our nation's history. That was the original intent behind the holiday, after all, to elevate Italians at a time when they still faced marked bigotry. But more than that, it's a day to celebrate a man whose example of courage and determination we need, as they say, now more than ever. Christopher Columbus wasn't just the man most responsible for opening up the New World to the old. He was also an example of the American dream centuries before our nation was born. While it was certainly true that Columbus was better at getting to the New World than he was at governing it, his opening of Atlantic trade would change the world forever, arguably save the West and spread the gospel of Jesus, writes David Marcus, farther and wider than anybody in what was then known as Christendom could have imagined. And his name, Christopher, of course, means cross-bearer. And he took that seriously. And he saw an entire purpose about this. One of the things that he actually wrote about, and he wrote in Spanish. His native language wasn't Italian. It was Ligurian, which was the language of Genoa. In any event, he wrote about his dream of finding gold in the New World that he wanted to use for a new crusade to liberate Jerusalem. This was at a time he came onto the scene and into world history right after the Muslims, the Turks actually, had taken over Constantinople, the center of the old Eastern Church. We will get to more on Columbus and the real history of the holiday, and then the attempt to not only tear down statues of Lincoln and Theodore Roosevelt, but seriously, to change the name of the state of Washington? Really? We'll get to that and more coming up on The Medved Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
It is outrageous what you are saying.
The Michael Medved Show.
This is outrageous.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The courts can't make policy decisions for the country. That's one of the points Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett made during her opening statement at her confirmation hearing. She told the Senate Judiciary Committee that the courts are vital to the rule of law, but should leave political decisions to elected officials.
Courts have a vital responsibility to the rule of law, which is critical to a free society. But courts are not designed to solve every problem or right every wrong in our public life. The policy decisions and value judgments of government must be made by the political branches, elected by and accountable to the people. The public should not expect courts to do so, and courts should not try.
Barrett also thanked her family in her remarks and praised her mentor, the late Justice Antonin Scalia, for shaping her outlook on the law. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Michael Medved show, talking about an important piece that was written in the New York Post at a time when people are almost embarrassed to say Columbus Day, where Columbus statues are coming down almost as commonly as Confederate statues. With less reason, with much less reason, because the Confederate statues, the reason they're dubious is because the only reason the people are famous and celebrated is because they participated in a war, an unnecessary war, against the United States. And a war whose core purpose was to preserve the institution of slavery. Okay, that's very dubious. Columbus wanted to advance human knowledge, to bring the world closer. He believed until the end of his life, after four different trips to the New World, that he had reached Asia. And yes, he didn't know that much about Asia. He just had heard about it. And no, he was very far away. He had a deeply mistaken view about the size of the Earth. He thought the Earth was actually much smaller than it was, and that he could reach Japan, which is what he was aiming for, after sailing about 2,000 miles. Well, nice try. Didn't work. But David Marcus writes this in the New York Post. The upshot of Columbus's grit and courage is nothing short of the world that we inhabit today, one in which Judeo-Christian values, through centuries of churn and violence, have led to the freest, most equitable, and most prosperous nations in our planet's history. There are those who say that Columbus didn't live with our modern values. That is certainly true. But it is also true that without Columbus, our modern values might very well not exist. Now, of course, somebody was going to discover the New World. I mean, the Vikings. Yes, tip off to those Norwegians out there. The Vikings had already discovered America, but it's different. It is because of Columbus that this entire new world was opened up. And for people who believe that that was a terrible tragedy, what do you think should have happened? Somehow that Europe should have said, wait a minute, there's other cultures here, there are other tribes here, they are Stone Age, they don't have metalwork, they don't have alphabets, they don't have domesticated animals, but okay, there are other tribes who live here, and so we're going to stay away. Is that the alternate history that you believe would have worked? Of course it doesn't work. One of the things that people learn in studying history is you can't stop the flow of human beings. I mean, even prehistoric humans, they now can tell because of anthropology and skeletal remains and tools, traveled thousands of miles looking for a better life. And people who came to this new world not only were looking for a better life, but the great overwhelming majority of people who came found it. And by the way, including people who came here against their will, who were dragged here in chains. And I'm not saying that, oh, that was a blessing in disguise or anything of that kind. I'm not minimizing the horrors of slavery, which are very, very real. But the truth is, those of us who were fortunate enough to be born in this country because in one way or another our ancestors got to America, that's something worth celebrating. Columbus Day, writes David Marcus, is a time to remember that which seems impossible rarely is. It is a day to feel inspired, to know that we shape the future. So go out to an Italian restaurant Monday night, that's tonight, at 25% capacity, of course, and raise a glass or two of Chianti to Columbus and the crews who served him. Wonder at the bravery of these men and ask yourself what challenges you can face with strength and purpose. Don't allow the naysayers who line their pockets with the outrage of the guilt steal from you the history that belongs to all of us. Don't fear their sneers or snide remarks. Christopher Columbus endured plenty of those in his own day, but rather than cower beneath the criticisms of those who were supposedly his betters, he trusted in himself, in God, and in the limitless possibilities of human exploration. Monday is his day, but also ours. Let's hold it in our hearts. So writes David Marcus of the Federalist, writing in the New York Post. Look, it's worth remembering. And there's also a piece by Alexandra Bakke in the Wall Street Journal under the heading Columbus Day Stands for Diversity. And of course, you can't say anything against diversity today. And how does Columbus Day stand for diversity? Because Columbus Day was instituted to try to combat terrible prejudice against Italian Americans. She points out that Italian immigrants, most of whom came from Naples and Sicily, faced severe discrimination in the 19th century. And they were heavily exploited, and in some instances they were paid less than, quote, white or colored labor. For instance, in the work on New York's Croton Reservoir, says Seton Hall historian William Connell, author of The Rutledge History of Italian Americans. That wasn't the worst of it. In 1899, the New York Sun described the unwritten law of the South under which white men could not be lynched, with the exception of the Italian. Italian Americans were the target of the biggest lynching in American history in New Orleans in 1891. After the police chief of New Orleans was shot, hundreds of Sicilian immigrants were rounded up without cause, and nine were tried for murder. The jury acquitted them all, but Mayor Joseph Shakespeare organized a mob of between 8,000 and 20,000, which stormed the prison and murdered the nine men and two other Sicilians who were held for unrelated charges. And it was because of that, and it was at that time that the holiday of Columbus Day originated, because there was a need, and it was an obvious need, to try to deal with some of this incredible hostility that was aimed at Italian immigrants. And that's, I think, worth remembering. She writes in the Wall Street Journal that in 1925, the Ku Klux Klan opposed an effort to erect a statue of Columbus in Richmond, Virginia. The Klan lost the argument, and the monument was dedicated in December 1927. 100 years later, almost, in June 2020, protesters from Black Lives Matter and the Richmond Indigenous Society toppled the statue, spray-painted it, set it on fire, and threw it in a lake. Authorities fished it out and put it in storage. Look, it's a sad moment when this happens, and this kind of reaction happens against a holiday and a figure that was intended to try to promote some kind of brotherhood and mutual understanding. But, of course, it's not just Columbus statues that are targeted. Last night, and it was last night, not Saturday night, but last night, to celebrate Columbus Day, a group of thugs tore down statues in Portland, Oregon, of President Abraham Lincoln and President Theodore Roosevelt. Why? They said to show their opposition to Columbus, believe it or not. We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com. Right now, at this moment of crisis, a lot of people have a lot more on their minds than just normal aches and pains. But I'll tell you why dealing with those normal aches and pains is so important. Because one of the things you need to do to strengthen yourself, to help face all of the challenges that are out there, is regular exercise. And if you're hurting, if your legs or your feet or your arms are hurting, you can't do it. Relief Factor really can help. The 3-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, helpful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call them directly, 800-500-8384. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner. That's michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner or call 800-500-8384.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
On the Michael Medved show, okay, this story is so unbelievable and so disturbing. And I'll just share it with you as it's reported in the Washington Post. A Dateline Portland, Oregon. Protesters overturned statues of former presidents Theodore Roosevelt and Abraham Lincoln in Portland, Oregon last night, in a declaration of, and they have in quotes, rage over Columbus Day. Protest organizers dubbed the event, quote, Indigenous Peoples Day of Rage, and this in response to Monday's federal holiday named after 15th century Italian explorer Christopher Columbus, a polarizing figure who Native American advocates have said spurred centuries of genocide against indigenous populations in the Americas, which is, of course, absurd. And he spurred generations of genocide, centuries of genocide, even longer than generations. Genocide, the disease, which was the main killer by far, of all Native Americans. Death by disease is not genocide. These were people who didn't understand germ theory. They didn't deliberately infect people. Protest organizers dubbed the event Indigenous Peoples Day of Rage. The group threw chains around Theodore Roosevelt's statue, officially titled Theodore Roosevelt Rough Rider. They threw red paint on the monument and began using a blowtorch on the statue's base. The crowd pulled down the statue just before 9 p.m. Now, the question is, where are the police? If you're using a blowtorch and you're putting a chain around it and you're working on it, wouldn't somebody call the police? The crowd pulled down the statue just before 9 p.m. The group later turned their attention toward Lincoln's statue, pulling it down about 8 minutes later. Protesters spray-painted Dakota 38 on the base of the Lincoln statue, which was pulled down, referencing the 38 Dakota men Lincoln approved to have hanged after the men were involved in a violent conflict with white settlers in Minnesota. Okay, that's completely inadequate. Here's what happened. It's in 1862, in the middle of the Civil War, was what was called the Dakota War, where there was a Sioux uprising, where the lowest number that anyone uses was 77 federal soldiers were killed, and at least 450, maybe as many as 1,000 civilians, white civilians, were murdered, including women and children, babies. they were killed by very angry Indians, Native Americans. Okay, there was a military tribunal. 303 of the leading Indian warriors who did the killing were sentenced to death. President Lincoln reviewed the entire case and in the middle of the Civil War took time on it. He commuted the sentences of 264 of those people. In the end, there were 38 people who were hanged. But they were people who had scalped, who had tortured, who had dismembered, who had committed multiple murders and particularly committed rapes before they murdered the women. And the idea that Lincoln's statue is going to be pulled down because of that? After toppling these statues, this is last night, the crowd began smashing windows at the Oregon Historical Society. Why? Who knows? Because they're trying to remember that Oregon has a history. And later moved on to the Portland State University campus public safety office and smashed windows there. Police later, after all this destruction, declared the event a riot and ordered the group to disperse. Police said anyone involved in criminal behavior, including vandalism, was subject to arrest. It's unclear if any arrests were made. The monuments are the latest statues to come down in the wave of removed monuments and protest sparked by the May 25th death of George Floyd. What does any of this have to do with George Floyd? This is almost unbearably pathetic. And then it reads like a parody, actually. The Seattle Times, which publishes every Sunday Pacific Northwest Magazine, and I actually enjoy reading Pacific Northwest Magazine. It has some good pictures in it. And yeah, years ago, after I first came to Seattle, I was on the cover of Pacific Northwest Magazine. I had a feature story with an interview, and I was quoted accurately. It was fine. It made fun of my basketball skill, or lack thereof, but that's okay. And, right, and yes, it was during those days when I had a large mustache, which has since gone the way of a toppled statue. It's no longer there. In any event, they have on the cover a statue of George Washington. I believe it's the statue where he's standing in Red Square. It's a 30-foot-tall statue at the University of Washington. They're going to have to change the name. Why Washington? Our state is named for a president who owns slaves. Should it be? And the entire thing says we have to begin the conversation about renaming our state. Here is, I think, the hilarious aspect of this, which they appear to be unaware of in this article by Ron Judd. They talk about how when they were first forming the territory of Washington, the choice was that they were going to choose either Washington or Columbia. Okay, Columbia, you're back at Christopher Columbus, for God's sake. So what should Washington be called? Cloud Cuckoo Land? The last time you scribbled Washington on an address label, or WA, did you pause to consider the namesake? The guy who later was chosen by acclamation as the first president of the United States, securing his place in history as the foundingest of our founding fathers? Certainly not the man who, along with his wife, Martha, enslaved hundreds of people throughout their lifetimes. See, they use the term enslaved, which implies that somehow the Washingtons kidnapped people and took them away in chains. They never did anything of the kind. They both were born into a system, an evil system, and to say that they enslaved people, they were already enslaved when they were born. The majority of people who were there at Mount Vernon. Because, and by the way, the slave trade, the importation of African slaves ended because the Constitution specifically authorized that end in 1807, 20 years after the Constitution was drafted. Spurred by widespread rage over what seems an endless spate of police slayings of black citizens, writes the Seattle Times, Unprecedented numbers of Americans are engaging in their own ways in what many consider a long overdue public reckoning of national self-identity, particularly in terms of racial justice. That path leads to a daunting question. How does a nation, trumpeting a foundation of equality for all people, reconcile the degree to which enslavement of human beings was embraced and practiced by its creators? And then should long venerated founders who enslaved people continue to be celebrated, at least for creating a framework that provided a path to freedom, even for those to whom they refused to grant it? Or do their actions cry out so much louder than their lofty words that they can either be rendered moot or at least destined for a major historical asterisk? Okay. The entire article is a consideration with interviews, and he quotes from a book that was really written as a book of humor attacking George Washington. And to look at the man's contribution, without George Washington, there is no America. And you talk about the importance of Christopher Columbus. George Washington won the revolution. Without George Washington, we do not win. He served as president of the Constitutional Convention, and it was his prestige and his popularity that allowed the Constitution to be adopted. And he was our first president who even stepped away willingly from power at the end of his two terms. And no, there was no term limit officially at that time. The idea that you want to reconsider naming the state of Washington... It is an interesting question. You can write to me or let me know what you think it should be named. But honestly, that they would take this seriously and publish this long, long consideration, it's really not worthy, none of it, of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.